Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
It's the Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day on the Big Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, and the Radio.com app. Download that Radio.com app right now. Go in favorite sports radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. And then when in a half hour, David Bakhtiari is here at 4:35. You'll get an update right to your phone. Enable those notifications. Let us let you know what we got coming up on The Fan. And you will know exactly when David Bakhtiari, the all-pro, two-time all-pro left tackle of your Green Bay Packers, joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. And we have a former all-pro, a four-time all-pro, and Leap 36, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back here as well, and player of the year in the state of Georgia. What was that, 1980?
Yeah, about 79, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay. I was trying to help you out a little bit. I thought I'd add you every once in a while. I'll give you a couple of years, help you out there.
Well, I know. Look out for a brother.
414-799-1250 live at 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Once again, a half hour away from David Bakhtiari starting up his third season here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's talk about that Packers offense, Gary, and what David had to deal with coming up last Thursday and what they'll have to deal with at home as they start up a three-game home stretch at Lambeau Field. It starts with the Vikings, then it's Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos, who took a 24-16 L last night in the black hole in Oakland, which was really disappointing for those who believe that the Denver Broncos would cover the three-point spread. But then it also is the Philadelphia Eagles, who had a big comeback win. And you look at the offense that the Packers were able to showcase on Thursday night, granted against the best defense in football, of the Chicago Bears. But Gary, are there concerns that you saw from the Packers offense that you don't see getting better as we move forward in the season?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, there is. I'm going to be honest with you, my number one concern. My number one concern is that if you watch the Rams the other day, now they had a good game, but if you just watch how fluid and what their offense looked like, that's what this offense should look like. I mean, you know, with Jared Goff doing it, hitting these guys, blah, blah, blah. I just hope that Rodgers can fall in line like that. That's really my problem. I mean, it really is. Leroy did six questions the other day with Tom Silverstein.
Or five. Doesn't matter. 10.
Either way, there were a 15. Few questions.
Yeah. Some questions.
He did, yeah. He had six questions over there, Tom, and they broke down one of the plays, you know, where there's this guy, and that's really what this offense is all about. I mean, this offense, if folks don't know, this offense is about the same look all the time, but what off that look is different variations of where you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do. I'm just hoping that Rodgers buy in to how this offense is set up and how it's supposed to work. Leroy just said to me last night, he'll probably never say it on radio, but I'm going to say it anyway. Leroy said to me last night, man, did you see Drew Brees? I go, yeah. And I said to him the other day, I said, man, the Tom Brady, like, he never even broke a sweat. And, right, that's not who Rodgers is. I get it. But you don't have to make the game harder than what it really is supposed to be.
Not when you're 35. And Drew Brees 39, I think. Tom Brees 42. It's supposed to make it easier. And we get it. Supposed to. But if you keep getting sacked five times, it's going to hurt.
That's an understatement. Yeah.
So my thing
and
is
take hits like the one that Akeem Hicks did after he threw the ball away.
Oh yeah, and, that one.
And but again, I have to go back to the grandfather theory. If you tell Grandpa we're gonna have dinner at 5, no, I want it at 4 because I've always had it at 4. You just get it to him at 4. You just don't change your ways when you're setting your ways. And that's what, as coaches, as a new coach, you're hoping to change a lot. And if that doesn't change, then you're just trying to adapt with it. I mean, really, because I know for a fact that Coach Holmgren used to tell Favre, none of that crazy stuff.
But no more rocket balls, please?
Yeah, don't do that. But as soon as Favre turned and run to the huddle, Holmgren said to himself, I know he's going to do it. And guess what Brett said? I'm going to do it because that's all I know. But within that confines of it, don't hurt your team and don't hurt yourself. I mean, Brett never missed a game. But the checkdown system is there as an outlet to save from getting hurt. There's a few things that set up. The referees, they put in the rule, the Tom Brady rule, you can't hit them low. Okay, we get that. Can't hit them in the head. The Clay Matthews rule, you can't put your weight on them. So it's 5 or 6 things that protects you. You leave the pocket, you're on your own. But if you're in that pocket and it's 3rd and 8 and you have a guy just breaking free down the field and there's a guy standing in front of you for a check down, just give it to him, keep the chain moving. Will he get it? I don't know. But you got a good punter. But the good thing you can say when I'm running to the sideline, I didn't get hit. This is amazing. Because you can actually run out of bounds. But some guys choose not to. Garoppolo. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Tough guy. Tore his knee up. Slide.
Yep.
That's one thing.
You saw that in the Raiders game with Derek Carr sliding way more than Derek Carr has ever slid in that first game.
Guess what? He's available.
Right. Absolutely. Way more.
He's available.
And you've started to see Russell Wilson do it as well, and that was a dude that never wanted to slide.
Hey, guys, they'll just take you out, so you have to use with you. Now, the conversation I would love to know, which we'll never know, is in this meeting room, do the quarterback's coach and Hackett and LaFleur, when they're coaching Aaron Rodgers up, do they tell him these negatives? If they don't, they're hurting the team. If they do, listen. Right here with the little pointer, get rid of it right here. Because you see this guy breaking, he's getting around Batia right there. You see this guy getting around Jamal, you got about 2 points. Now, again, this is real life now. This is Monday morning quarterback for a reason. So cause you don't want a guy to be discouraged and be condescending, but some kind of way you got to coach him and say, get rid of it right there to Jimmy Graham. You know what? Get rid of it, MVS. We got plenty of time to go down the field. We need to keep these chains moving. Let's just keep them. And when we're trying to keep the ball and run pass option, may not want to take a lot of chances throwing it out there to the receiver because it could have been an interception. The one Corey Fuller could have got.
For sure. Kyle Fuller doesn't like picking off Aaron Rodgers.
All of that stuff, I don't know if it'll change. We got to wait and see. That we may have to wait and see.
414-799-1250. Are there concerns about the Packers offense that you don't see improving? Sparky, for you, is there something and something that you saw in that game that you don't see the Packers being able to get better at as the season goes on?
I don't know. I mean, there's several different things here. Jerron Wallison was supposed to be that guy, right? That was one of the guys that everybody was
this time coming.
On,
this
right?
time coming.
And he got, I think, one target. So that obviously could be game planning just based on opponent. And next game, it could be Allison's game. It could get 6-7 targets. We'll have to wait and see how this all goes. I thought Kumar would be more involved in the offense. Nothing. So let's see how this wide receiver group filters itself out. For me personally, the Billy Turner thing at right guard, I'm just not there. I'm not. Maybe I will be in 3, 4, 5 weeks. We'll see.
What do you need to see from Billy Turner?
I just don't think he's necessarily a really good starting offensive lineman in this league. I think he's a nice rotational backup guy that can swing and back up for a game or two and get you through to the starter coming back. I just don't know if he's worth what they paid him to start at right guard. But we'll see how that pans out. And like Billy talked about yesterday on the show, baby Tosh, hey, man, Vikings ain't no slouch either. Going to be tough here. And then you get the Denver Broncos. That's not going to be easy. Got to deal with that, too. So we can't at least I'm not going to give him the excuse of, well, he was playing a really tough defense. I mean, that's going to happen. No. You're starting offensive lineman on a team that not everybody, but some people look at it and go, hey, you have every chance to win this division and have a chance to do something in the playoffs. And if you're going to be one of those teams, then you got to be able to defend the big boys when you're playing against them in the National Football League. And that kind of comes with it.
And let me clear that up. It wasn't that he can't block Khalil Mack and other guys can't block Khalil Mack. Like on that exact play, the third down where Khalil Mack gets into Billy Turner's chest and just swim moves right over him. Like that play, that athleticism, that jump, there weren't many dudes that were maybe stopped. The only guy that I could see legitimately being able to stop him with that technique, that move, was Quentin Nelson. He's the best guard in football.
Yeah, because in that game, I want to say the article I was reading, who did you say it was?
Matt Schneidman.
I think he said Turner graded out the worst of the five offensive linemen, and Lane Taylor didn't do much better. At left guard, the guard play just has to get better, and that's going to be a point of emphasis because not only is it bad there, but it's also bad from a run-blocking perspective. Sure. They've got to get better run-blocking because Aaron Jones goes from averaging 5.5 yards a carry last year with McCarthy to doing jack squat in this game. Jamal Williams was held pretty much to nothing on the ground. That ground game must get going because that's what this offense is supposed to be about, was more of a run-pass balance, and they got to do something running the football.
So now what's your concern with this again now?
Offensive line leading to either poor pass blocking or run blocking. Specifically, to clarify, the guard position is where I'm not worried about Bakhtiari and Bulaga. Bulaga played well, but the guards are where I'm concerned.
And Leroy's not – we're stuck on Rodgers.
The whole progression.
What say you?
Just the progressions of moving the ball around, being able to get rid of the ball on third down, because like third down to me seems like something they will improve on. They're not going to be a 11% third down conversion team coming out into the season, right? Like
2 minute punt.
That's just a hope that you're thinking of. And it wasn't just because they were facing the best defense in football.
Well, you know, because yesterday we talked a little bit about, you know, did he look the same, or has he yet changed or something? What was that question? Do you remember?
It was, Rodgers, did you see anything different in week one than you have for Aaron Rodgers in years past?
Right, and I didn't. And so this comes into play here, what we're talking about, the offense is how it's structured and what it's going to look like. Rodgers is the guy. I mean, he's the guy that's going to either make this work or not. And this offense, if you watch Garoppolo, if you watch Goff, it's not really predicated on scrambling out and just throwing it deep.
But those dudes also can't do that like
Aaron Rodgers
can.
No, you're right. They can't.
And they know
they
that.
They can't.
And they know that they can't.
You're right. Leroy asked me in the break not too long ago about Brady and Breeze. And I said this, Rodgers is better than both of those guys. He's way more gifted.
Neither of those dudes have ever been able to run.
Way more gifted than both of those guys. Now, Breeze is a little bit more athletic, but neither one of these guys.
But still, he's 5'10". He's not running out of
right.
the pocket.
Neither one of these guys is Rodgers, right? You almost get to the point where who would you rather have, Breeze, Brady, or Rodgers?
Brady, Breeze, and Rodgers in that order.
Lord, Hammers. Do we have a break?
Yeah, we'll take one here. David Bakhtiari comes up in 20 minutes. 414-799-1250. Is there anything that concerns you about this Packers offense that you don't see improving? We'll take your phone calls before the two-time All-Pro next when he's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 12 AM in the radio.com app. Leap 36, Leroy Butler is here, Gary Ellerson as well. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. That'll be soon returning to these airwaves, talking Bucks basketball as the Bucks are within, what, like a month away from starting the season?
Training camp this month.
I'm glad Giannis is done.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
I talked to Tony Smith about that. Too. I was asking him, should NBA players play in the summer? And he was like, nah, he'd rather for them to rest.
Well, Brooke Lopez has been resting for the U.S. team, so maybe he'll play the next game.
All right. Well, Chris Middleton's been a baller, though. Yeah. They're going to win that gold medal, and Chris Middleton's going to be the big reason why.
Brooke Lopez doesn't seem all too happy how this all shook out with Popovich, because he thought when he went over there, according to Budenholzer, that they were going to play him like they did in Milwaukee, but that hasn't been the case. Been playing him more inside and not taking as many threes. And when he has shot threes, he's been brutal. And now they got to play Rudy Gobert tomorrow morning. So Good luck.
So that'll be fun. FIBA World Cup. Bucks can have a couple of guys with a gold medal. And will the Green Bay Packers have a couple of guys adding some rings to their roster unless they're not able to clean up some offensive concerns? Which ones do you not see getting better here in 2019? Mike is in Greenfield. He's up on the fan. Hi, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. I didn't listen to your question about not getting better. I wanted to comment what Leroy said about Aaron Rodgers. LaFleur is a smart coach, and he's gonna give Rodgers a little leeway, but Rodgers has to get into the program with getting rid of the ball. He's still stuck in that, you know, and we'd rather have Rodgers than Breeze or Brady, but Rodgers, and I think LaFleur will reel him in as time goes on and get him to get rid of that ball. I was really impressed with what we saw. But no, the defense, they're going to be very good, and that's because of our coach and getting the right talent. But I'm starting to ramble. That was my concern, that Roger got sacked so many times, and he was still hanging on to the ball. But let's face it, we'd rather have Rodgers and give LaFleur time. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. Take it easy, buddy. 414-799-1250. Frozen Tundra Brothers says Aaron holds on to the ball still too long. He needs to get the ball out. He's making it so hard on himself and this offense. Pack Fan OK says the TD drive against the Bears is how the offense is supposed to look. It's up to tempo. It's snapping the ball quickly. It's taking what the defense gives you. The rest of the game, Rodgers was still trying to do his same old tricks. I'm a little concerned that Rodgers is still doing his own thing. Now I understand that I'm in the minority here that thinks that part of that reason and the majority of it was Aaron Rodgers was hit like 9 times playing the Bears defense, which is the best defense in all of football. Like,
could happen this week too.
I would like to see if we are able to get through this first 6 weeks and you're going to see good defenses all the way through. I want to see what this offense looks like when you play a mediocre defense, and then I think you'll start to see the checkdowns and the Aaron Rodgers dumping the ball around and more of what you expected to see with the Rams when he doesn't have Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, and everybody else running through to you.
So we're lowering the bar to him to play a cream puff team.
Then he'll play better.
Then he'll play better?
No, I'm saying that I don't want to have him getting his teeth hit in, and then I think I can judge what he looks like in a new offense.
His teeth won't get hit in, knocked in, if he throws the check.
There was no time.
It was plenty of time. He's in the shotgun.
That's right. You know, I'm getting to learn about him.
Who is him?
Here.
Which one?
What about me?
Baby Tosh.
I thought he voted.
He loves the Brewers.
Oh, yes.
To no end.
Yeah.
No end. I mean, he's
no,
there.
Actually, I just look at positive parts of the team, I think,
hold
is
on.
Part of it as well.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
He's there to no end. I mean, he's biting down hard. Love. And in some ways, the Packers, too. I mean, he's just in every true of the word fan.
He's a very positive. Yeah, positive. He's the Tim Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
The
not,
younger
not,
version of
not
Tim.
Like,
I don't
get like
where
Bart.
It just comes
now,
to
like,
Tim Allen idea.
Not like Bart. I mean, Bart is a little bit more emotional. So,
Bart's a roller coaster. He's positive pretty much all the time. Benefit of the doubt. Yes.
Until, I mean, it's really guys just
fall apart.
You hit him in the face. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, punch him.
I love it about him.
Yeah, I do. It's a redeeming quality. I mean, you know what? Next time I see his mom and dad, I'm going to just thank him.
His mom's a very positive
person.
Yes. Isn't she?
I'm going to thank them for having
this
quality kind of
strangest
child.
Strangest thing I've ever heard.
Do you have a middle name?
Oh, he's got, you got a middle name.
You got a middle name?
Yes, it's William Mitchell.
William Mitchell?
Yeah, like the airport. Like the airport. Remember, we've talked about this.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, William Mitchell.
What about it? What do we want to go with now?
What do you mean?
Look, your point to Rodgers and saying, well, once he's through playing these tough teams, and then we'll see what happens.
Once he's not playing the best defense in all of football.
Okay, so what's Minnesota, and then what is Denver? Because Denver just got beat by the Raiders. So if Rodgers looks similar against Denver as he did against the Bears, then are you going to go, well, maybe there's something to be concerned about here? Or is it going to be, well, Vic Fangio just got a good defense, you know? I mean, it's going to happen. Let's wait till he play somebody that's not as good defensively.
I think that they're going to get better as the season goes on because all football teams get better as the season goes on.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Right?
Totally agree. Yes.
Totally sure.
We all agree on that. I think it's just the way you phrase it that kind of rough.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. So maybe I'll phrase it differently when the All-Pro David Bakhtiari joins us next. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Leroy, you good?
Yeah.
You enjoying it? You having fun?
Yeah.
The game of football is about maximizing the times you have momentum.
Now, it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
There will always be momentum swings and momentum shifts throughout a game, and the ability to maximize that wave is crucial.
Brought to you by Bofording Beer, Milwaukee's new imported favorite beer. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location.
Two-time All-Pro David Bakhtiari joins the Wendy's Big Show Tuesdays, 4:35, talking Packers football, and he starts out the season today, brought to you by Bofring Beer. It's David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show. DB69, welcome to the third year, and appreciate you joining us here each week talking about your team on the Wendy's Big Show, man.
I'm just happy you guys are still keeping me on. This is nice.
Well, no,
a little three-peat.
We couldn't take this away. We couldn't take this away from the listeners getting to go underneath the helmet and talk about what really Packers fans want to talk about, and that is the offense, and something I know you've heard all conversations of all offseason long. How done is the locker room with the conversations of Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur getting along?
I think it's pretty comical. Just the fact that it's still even brought up, I mean, it grabs headlines. It's something that it's kind of clickbait at this point. So, you know, eventually when something else bigger comes up that they'll move on to, that'll pretty much be the end of that.
I don't know about that, I guess. I guess I don't know if I'm there yet, only because of, and part of it is what came out of what happened with the end of last season with Mike McCarthy and obviously his dismissal, and then the stories that filtrated out from people that were obviously outside of that locker room about what it was like with Rodgers and McCarthy both in there together and how that whole thing was going forward. And since McCarthy's no longer there and Rodgers is still there, I think that's where the questions lie right now as far as how it will play out with the new coach.
I mean, I think the seasons will kind of tell us every game, every week.
For sure.
But, I mean, as of right now, seem cordial, seem happy, just like the old staff. So whatever those bad things that were just said kind of went on behind closed doors. And I don't know if we got to bring all this negativity going on right now. I mean, we're 1-0.
Yes, sir.
There's a little bit of positivity. I feel like we're kind of jumping off and following this clickbait, like, let's focus on these attention-grabbing, you know, what's Aaron and Matt, or what's, you know, what happened with Aaron and Mike, like, hold on, we just beat the Bears division rival who, you know, won the division last year. I mean, I think we need to switch gears here.
All right, let's switch gears then.
All right,
let's switch gears, 6'9". Let's switch gears, 6'9". How many beers can you chug at one time?
Now we're talking.
How many you got?
That's what I'm talking about. That's
six pack.
Yeah.
Let's race one of these days. Unlike the old guy that used to ask these questions and bring you in and out, I think I could at least be able to stand with you for at least half of the six pack.
Yeah, I think for me, the more I get, the quicker I go, the easier they go down.
Well, my good friend Billy here has a deal with Bofording Beer. So we think we might be able to hook you up with some Bofording Beer when time comes, Billy.
Yes, sir. And it really depends on how aggressive we're trying to go. David, these aren't just the regular kind of beers that you're drinking. These are the delicious, balanced ones that come at like 7.5% ABV.
That sounds right up my alley.
David Bakhtiari, left tackle of the Green Bay Packers, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
So, David, tell me how different LaFleur's offense is from McCarthy's. What should we be looking for?
Trying to think of how I can say this without giving out too much away. I mean, they both ran zone schemes. I think it really just boils down to the philosophy behind the certain offenses. I think you're going to see a little bit more personnel switching. I think we'll jump into a little more of the jumbo personnel, you know, two tight end sets, three tight end sets, more use of the fullback. I feel like in the old offense, we used a lot of sub personnel, which is like 11, which basically means not only having one tight end, one running back, and three wide receivers. So being bigger up front helps you. I mean, it changes how the defense is going to basically put out their personnel and change up the style of plays, which I think can open up a little bit more in the middle of the field. But beyond that, the difference in zone schemes is pretty much the philosophy about it, is everything's going to kind of look the same. And with all the window dressing and, you know, what one formation can have will be like 7 or 8 different plays.
Right. So, and it also feels like, too, that the receivers feels like they're tighter, lined up tighter, maybe almost closer to the edge or inside the numbers almost feels like.
Yeah, and that, you know, obviously based on formations can help with that the window dressing that I'm talking about. So we can do these multiple runs, these multiple play action passes, these multiple RPOs, these multiple reverses, screens, everything out of one formation going left and right, both strong side and weak side. And you really can't get a beat because you can do everything out of these fronts.
David, how does that help you in the first start? I mean, you guys go up against Leonard Floyd, who looked very much improved, and obviously Khalil Mack is one of the best in the game. Now you get Everson Griffin here with the Vikings and Von Miller next week with the Broncos. How good of a test is it for you as a 2-time All-Pro to be able to go up against those guys right out of the chute?
I don't know how the 2-time All-Pro can do that. I know that a 3-time All-Pro feels like it's an early test right off the bat. You don't get much of a kind of a warm-up jumping in. You know, with the new system and everything, you're just kind of thrown into the fire. I know me and Brian have talked about it. We kind of, you know, got to get our rhythm going early and often. You know, we got a lot of really good pass rushers these first 5 weeks that we're going to be facing. And we obviously took a peek at it, but take it 1 week at a time. I feel like we did a pretty good job this previous week. I think as a whole, our offense and especially the offensive line do a little more crisp. But I think that's also just kind of getting used to the offense. But going into this week, obviously another good test. The good thing is we're at home. I think that can help out a lot with communication and overall execution.
You know, we've had Josh on the Wendy's Big Show when he played for the Packers, and we had TJ Lang on when he played for the Packers, and we've had you on now for the last couple of years as well. All three of you have always, at some point or another throughout the season, talked about, yeah, it'd be nice if we ran the football a little bit more. It'd be nice if we ran the football a little bit more. Do you think you're finally going to get what you guys have all wanted, and that is run the football a little bit more this year because of Matt LaFleur's beliefs in what he wants to do on offense?
Yes, and I think that all stems back to the philosophy that I talked about. The offense is really predicated on these formations and these runs. And in order for everything to open up, you have to utilize everything. You can't run certain plays without using other ones. And that's me trying to be very vanilla, but...
No, but from that standpoint, oh, hold on, because Gary was trying to explain this the other day about this offense a little bit, and that is, you know, you're going to run a couple of plays to set up another play down the line, and if you're checking out and running some other stuff that doesn't go along with what's coming, it's kind of going to screw everything up then.
Yeah, I'll use this as this is an easy thing for the common fan to sound a little bit smarter.
Well, thanks for helping out with this.
in a run play, when you see these like actions in the backfield with like a wide receiver flying through right behind the line of scrimmage, he's pulling certain linebackers. Now, if they don't start respecting him running through, that's where they call those plays to, you know, like give the ball off to the wide receiver real quick. So then it keeps the backside DN and the linebackers honest and true to their gaps. So if they're overplaying, that's where you see the big hits on like the reverse plays that people talk about. So each play sets each other up. You have to run the reverse so then they respect it, so then you can run the front side zones. And then the cutback plays, everything plays off each other. Same thing with play action. You can't, run play action pass. You can't do a run play action pass unless they're going to respect and actually think you're going to run the ball.
See, I like that. That's generic in general terms. That's pretty good, David. I
mean, perfect.
That was perfect. Now, let me ask you this. Much was made of this whole audible system. Like maybe the audible system is different under LaFleur than it is on the McCarthy. Maybe now you have more check what means, where maybe you call two plays, and where with McCarthy you had, it was kind of wide open. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much comes down to this. In this new offense, they've given the left tackle the responsibility to check the plays.
Now we're talking. Finally, you got some more responsibility.
Give the smartest guy on the field the opportunity.
6'9".
We're going to run a lot more.
Look at 6'9". 6'9".
I mean, it's really, again, that's, to me, I see that as being the clickbait, the easy thing to kind of say out there. In every offense, you're going to have audibles. When you have a quarterback as smart and as brilliant, as played as long as Aaron has, you're going to want to give him liberty within plays to put you in better situations based upon what the defense is giving you, because after the 15-second mark, the walkie-talkie cuts off and you can no longer hear what the play caller is saying. So to have someone like Aaron, you want to be able to utilize some of his greatest attributes being quarterback, and that's not just what he's physically gifted, but what he's mentally gifted.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, three-time All-Pro, two-time second team last year. He was a first-team All-Pro in the NFL at left tackle, and he joins us Tuesdays 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show during Packer season, brought to you by Bofording Beer. David, you guys hold the Bears to just 3 points. The defense was outstanding. But what about those two dudes that everybody has heard of, Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith? You were able to go up against them in training camp. Just how big can those acquisitions be for you guys this year?
Tremendous. I've gone against Preston a decent amount playing in Washington. I think we've played each other at least two or three times. So we're pretty familiar with each other. Ascending player, big player. You know, he's an every down kind of guy. So I mean, obviously I was excited having him. Now, Za'Darius, I played him, but I didn't really remember. And I've gone against Terrell Suggs so much, and he may have spilled in a little bit on my side, but not enough for me to really remember. But when he came onto our team, I was like, don't really remember this guy, but I mean, he showed up right away. You know, he's a lead by example. He's probably one of the bigger 6'3", 6'4" human beings I've ever seen. And, you know, he's got a big upside. I mean, I'm very excited to see him as he progresses in his career, especially with us, because I think he's only trending up from here.
All right, I want to know about this general manager versus the previous general manager in Gunkuns versus Ted Thompson, because we've seen Demaryius Randall have his issues. Gone. See ya. Traded. Bye-bye. Josh Jones didn't like how things were going as far as what they were doing, acquiring safeties. They let him play through training camp. See ya. Bye-bye. You're gone, too. What do you think of Gutekunst and his style? It seems like maybe they don't have as much patience as Ted did, who seemed to have a ton of patience. And it seems like reading an article today about Mercedes Lewis driving away after the last game of the year last year, mad with how the whole season went, and gets a call from the Packers GM to come back, and they talk it all out. And after an hour, he was really excited, looking forward to coming back this year. Talk about those two GMs.
You know, I first off want to say, talk about the first GM, Ted. I mean, I wouldn't be where I was today if it weren't for him. He's the one who drafted me. He's the one who gave me my second contract. Stick around here. He's been awesome. And like you said, patience is his strong suit. Now, you know, certain people can have fusses about it, but if you look through his entire career, you know, he was an extremely successful GM, and he has a GM tree, if you will, of very highly successful GMs across the league. Goody, obviously, was one of the ones that was under Ted. And he's been great, too. He's been a little bit more active in around the locker room, talking to the guys a little bit more, like you said, even reaching out and talking with Mercedes. And he's been active, as you've seen, in free agency, just in general. He likes to have his hand in the pot with everything, whether he is going to do something or not. We're starting to figure out, you know, and see what Gutekunst's style is as a GM.
At the end of Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy, there were reports that you rarely ever saw those two guys together. Like you did earlier on, and maybe they had kind of fallen apart from each other a little bit. With this new combo here, does it seem like these two guys are always connected, talking, and together?
You talking about with LaFleur and Goody?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, from again, it's not like I have just like a seat in the stadium and I'm just, you know, watching everyone do their work. I get pulled into all these different rooms of what I'm doing. I have to make sure I'm taking care of my job, so can't see everything that's been going on. But obviously, yeah, I see their interaction, just like I saw Ted and Mike. So nothing, you know, kind of eye-catching that's different.
Can you talk a little bit about, because I don't think anybody saw 10-3 coming. I mean, that defense to us just played lights out. I mean, most certainly look a little bit more athletic than you guys been in years past, but I don't think anyone saw them holding the Bears to just 3 points.
I loved it. I haven't really been a part of too many games where literally the defense is carrying the offense, and it's really just a field position battle. Most of the games I've played in my 6 going on 7 years with the Packers has been, hey, we got to make sure we score because we know at a certain point they're going to start scoring. We got to make sure we put up enough points to keep them away. So that was fantastic. And I was saying after that game, worst case scenario, we're a good offense is what's going to happen. I pretty much can guarantee that with the weapons we have on offense and, you know, the system that we have, worst case scenario, we're good. We have a defense like that. They start doing that consistently. We're going to be a very scary team because you're talking about a commitment and a philosophy on offense of running the ball with a nasty, stingy defense. That's the recipe for dominating away games, which at the end of the day, those would help get you the first seed, second seed, deep in the playoffs.
Once again, we'll move forward real quick here to Minnesota. Once again, Minnesota, they look pretty good defensively again, and feels like Dalvin Cook is healthy. They want to run the football all over the place. Have you guys sat down and watched a little film? Of course, you probably already know most about them because still the Zimmer's is still the head coach, but is there anything different?
Yeah, I mean, from what we've seen, not too much. Their personnel's even pretty much been the same the last 3 years. A couple few different faces, but overall, same on defense, and obviously Zimmer's been calling their defense pretty much the same. And then obviously offensively, you know, we saw even, I think this is Cook's third year. His first year, he was a great talent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got hurt, so having him come back, I think people kind of forgot how good he was even before he got hurt. Obviously, stop the run, number one thing to do. That would help us put us in a position. But I think it's going to be a good contest. We're excited for it. It's going to be our first game in Lambeau. I think it's going to be definitely going to be a fun one.
Last one, let you get going here. I saw that you jumped off a bridge or something with your legs tied, right?
Bungee jumping, yes.
Yeah, that's what that's what you young folks call it.
That's what the young folks call it.
Yeah, well, old folks, we call it suicide.
So the millennials call it, yeah.
Yeah, we call it old folks, we call it suicide. How scary was that? I mean, how did it feel? And how did you get there? Who talked you into doing something like that?
I mean, I always said if there's something that I know can support my weight when it comes to bungee jumping, I'll do it.
Biggest fear.
So I was only able to do the tandem one. They pretty much hooked up both the bungee cords to me that would support two people going. And they're like, well, this can support at least me and a half. So I'm like, okay, I feel a little more comfortable about this.
Sure.
And then the feeling, I mean, it's really tough to describe. Then you really have to let go of everything. You have to just accept that you're going to be free falling. And you're literally putting all your eggs in one basket, hoping that thing gives you that little pull and gives you that feeling of, I got you. Now you're going to stretch out and we're going to hop up and down and they're going to lower me down and get me on a little boat thing in the river.
David, as another 300 pounder, that would be my fear. Absolutely. You just said it. If I know anything that can support my weight, one, I'm not even going to test it because they're not going to lie to me if that weight is going to be able to be supported.
Well, would you do it again?
Absolutely. I actually want to do a higher one so I can have longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, wait a second.
Do what?
I want to do a higher bungee jump so I can have a longer free fall before I feel the pull.
Well, now, hold on a second here. Look, if this is all about adrenaline rush and free fall, why don't you just go jump out of a plane? I mean, parachute out of a plane. That's perfect.
I've actually heard that it's easier to jump out of a plane than jump off a bridge. I guess because when you start falling so fast, you don't really feel like you're going anywhere.
Right.
Whereas the 2.5 or 3 seconds of pure, like, free fall and just staring right down, I was like, holy. And I'll be honest, I was wired, like, the rest of the day. I was amped up. They gave us the video. I maybe watched it, like, 50 times after. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I was wired. It was like drinking, like, 8 cups of coffee.
David, let us ink you down to this new extension before you go jumping off the higher bridge.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, real quick, the Milwaukee Bucks. We saw you at a couple of the Milwaukee Bucks game at the end of the year. Did you have a good time there? What do you think about the Milwaukee Bucks and that run Giannis and all those guys made? Seems like you guys had a lot of fun there.
I mean, I had a great time. It's been fun. I haven't really been the biggest basketball fan growing up as a child. I think I maybe went to one basketball game my entire life up until I got in the league. So to go to these Bucks games and really honestly feel like I've become a Milwaukee Bucks fan that was born and raised in the Bay Area, it's been so exciting to watch. I've just had such a good time, obviously. And, I definitely look forward to, you know, watching them in the future and then also being at their games. It's a great environment. They do such a good job. And the team is, I mean, obviously on the rise, but Giannis, I mean, that's the guy you want to build around in this day's NBA.
So I know you guys practice everything during training camp, but did you try to give 12 a couple of pointers on being able to finish that spotted cow next year during the Eastern Conference Finals?
I know somehow, some way that he's practicing on his own. When the time comes, I know he'll be ready.
David, appreciate it, man. Tuesdays, 4:35 throughout the football season, we get the insight that only a three-time All-Pro in the NFL can give you. Appreciate it, man. This is going to be fun all year.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
Yeah, take it easy. Good luck against the Vikings. That's David Bakhtiari, number 69 and number one in your hearts on the Wendy's Big Show. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. I like that he just said, man, why are we getting so negative? We just won this game.
Yeah.
Right? Well, he's a win is a win.
He's used to this show, so he knows.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's used to it, so that's fine. He knows that he's going to get peppered with stuff after we
normally
leave.
Leroy cuts us off and doesn't let us talk to him. So this time he actually had to listen to our questions.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, once again, David will join us each week at 4:35 on Tuesdays. And Gina Della, she can get you a good deal just about any day of the week.
God, yes, she can. We always talk about our good friend Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, folks. You know we love her dearly. Now, it's time for you guys to meet her. They have a new Pella Experience Center right now. It's at 19030 West Blue Mile Road behind Cops. Guys, come in and see them today. You'll probably see Gina Della walking around, but here's what you can do. You can see, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and doors. Guys, you know fall and winter is just right around the corner, and now is the time to get your home ready for that. Guys, go check them out today at 19030 West Blue Mound Road or go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.